This week marks the anniversary of one of the most notorious unsolved murders in Seattle history. 15 years ago, federal prosecutor Thomas Wales was shot to death in his home in Queen Anne. He was 49 years old and a father of two. The FBI says it's far from a cold case, but no arrests have ever been made. Former U.S. Attorney John McKay says Wales' murder is an attack on the justice system. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm about who Thomas Wales was as a person.
Tom Wales was great company. I think anyone who knew him knew how smart he was, how well-read he was, how many people he knew in the community, and he was active in the community. Unlike a lot of federal prosecutors who often have their nose to the grindstone, Tom was someone who was well-known in Seattle and was active in community affairs. He was a wonderful person to talk to and a great conversationalist.
Why do you think no one ever has been arrested in this case?
I don't believe anyone's been arrested in the Tom Wales investigation yet because the government doesn't have a complete case. You know, in order for the government to make an arrest, they have to have probable cause. We can't just arrest someone because we think they did it. We have to arrest someone because we believe they did it, and we know we have evidence that could establish their guilt. So it says to me that they don't quite yet have that. We keep hearing that maybe they're close, but that's all anyone can know who isn't directly involved in the investigation, and I certainly am not.
As you say, this investigation continues, and the FBI says this is far from a cold case. Is there anything else that you think should be done?
Well, I think we all have to stay committed to finding Tom Wales' killer, not because he was a wonderful person, which he was, not because he was smart and capable and a good prosecutor, because he was, but because we can't, as a country, we can't, as a community, allow this kind of a thing to occur. The killing of a federal prosecutor because you didn't like the fact that the government was coming after you on criminal charges, that cannot be an acceptable outcome for any of us. So it's a personal tragedy. It's tragic to his family. It's tragic to his friends. But it hurts our country to have a person who's believed to be the only federal prosecutor in the line of duty killed to have that case unsolved. So I hope and pray that it will be solved soon.
15 years ago when this happened, could you have imagined that this case would still be unsolved?
No, it never crossed my mind that the killing of Tom Wales would be still an open question 15 years later. That saddens me a lot. But in a way, you know, I think Tom would be satisfied that the government should not go forward until it has enough proof. That's what he was all about. He was about the rule of law. He was about putting, you know, tragically putting cases like this together, and he would understand that of all people. So we have to remind ourselves that that's what Tom would have wanted, that the case be ready, that the evidence be in place before we would ever consider arresting someone as terrible as the crime was.
With KUOW's Kim Malcolm, that's former U.S. Attorney John McKay. He's now a faculty member at Seattle University School of Law. The Justice Department still has a reward for up to $1 million for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for killing Thomas Wales.